It's time for us to get into our brunch chat. And on Wednesday mornings, the UJ Accountancy Department brings us amazing people. I love the energy in the room this morning. And this morning, we're actually going to be talking about the Unemployed Graduate Initiative, which was started by Senior Lecturer in the Department of Accountancy at UJ, Wadzanai Mabuto. And joining her is Ida as well as Precious. And we're just going to have a conversation about the Unemployed Graduate Initiative. Ladies, welcome to the Urban Brunch.
Thank you.
Are you well?
Fabulous, darling.
Great. So let's talk about this Unemployed Graduate Initiative. The first thing that caught my attention was how it was written. So you've got the un and then the dash, then the employed graduate.
You got that?
Yeah.
Wow, fantastic. Wow. Yes.
So I was like, I need to ask them to clarify this because I'm not sure if what I'm thinking is what it is, right? So tell us more about the Unemployed Graduate Initiative. Why, firstly, is it written like this?
Okay. So firstly, thank you, Belinda, for this opportunity to come and speak about the Unemployment Graduate Workshop. Why I wrote it separately to keep the un and the employed on two separate lines is because the graduate currently, it's a reality. Some graduates are currently unemployed, but it's not a permanent state.
Yes.
So I don't want them, I believe in words. I believe words become reality.
Absolutely.
So I don't want them to continually call themselves unemployed graduate. It's their current state, but it's something that we can change. So we can turn the erase the un and put the cap back on the un and say the employed graduate.
Absolutely. Yes. I love that. So let's talk about what brought this idea about.
So it was basically out of curiosity. Just one day I was just lazing around in the lounge and I just decided, you know what, let me just find out how my students are doing. So I've got a quite active LinkedIn profile. That's the only social media that I've dared to, to try and be vocal on. So I just said, let me just ask my students, my ex-students, how they're doing. Quite a lot of my connections are my students. I just asked them, random Google form, hi guys, how are you doing? Are you employed? And I just thought, and if you aren't employed, I just want to come and chat with you 5-10 minutes in my office and see how it goes. The response I got was so overwhelming, and I think it spoke to my naivety to say that as a lecturer I'm doing enough. Yay, well done, you've got your qualification, go forth
That's
and
it.
conquer. You know, but is there more that we can do? It's such a huge problem, unemployment, and we just need to address it, to say, what can we do to help our graduates to either be employable or to create employment for themselves?
I like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. So what sort of things then do you intend to cover at the Unemployed Graduate Workshop?
So we've got a team of various experts in industry who are going to be covering things like mental well-being, to say, how are you coping with your state, the current state of mind and unemployment. We also got people going to come, recruitment specialists and headhunters. We're going to come and talk about CV writing skills, to say, how can you better your CV? And there's someone who's going to come and talk about interviewing tips, to say, now you've got the call. Now, how do you show up for yourself? Because you're on show. 5 minutes, 2 minutes to present yourself. We've got some people who's going to talk about digital footprints, to say, how are you online? Because we're living in a day and age where who you are online matters. People are watching. And what you say is like your revolving business card. And we've got somebody who's going to come and talk to us about rebranding. How do you brand yourself? How do you say, yes, I've got the degree. Yes, I've got the certificate, but I am this is what I'm going to offer into the world. So those are the top sort of discussions we're going to have.
I like that you spoke about mental well-being, because a lot of the time you find that it's coupled with unemployment. A lot of people that are going through the unemployment phase tend to find themselves going through a whole lot of mental turmoil, or, you know, they're just having issues with actually grasping what to do next, you know. So let's talk about this component being part of the workshop.
Perfect. Fantastic. This is not my area of expertise. So I've brought through a colleague of mine, an expert in this area. She's going to talk to us, Ms. Ida Achumeshiake. She's going to talk to us about the component of mental well-being, what she's going to cover on Friday.
All right,
so
cool.
I'll hand over to her.
Thank you so much, Watanai. Thanks for having me here. I'm very excited about this. You spoke about the link between unemployment and mental health. It definitely is there. And the stats around that are extremely staggering. If I just, I'm very much focused on mental health within the youth. Just for a bit of shock value, I'm going to tell you that every day, 23 suicide, every day in South Africa, 23 people kill themselves.
Sure.
And of these 23, 2/3 of them are within the youth space.
Sure.
And the people that we're speaking to on Friday are smack bam in this 2/3 of the population. Mm. So I think if that doesn't shock you or scare you, then I don't know what will. So something's got to give. Something has to be done. For me personally, this is something which I love to speak about. I was in the position of these unemployed graduates once upon a time, and I didn't have a platform such as this one. So I think it's very important to equip them.
Yeah.
My apologies. To equip them with the tools that they need in order to cope during this time, because there's no way you can churn out good applications if your mental space isn't right. So I'll be giving them a few tools, what I call the power tools. These worked perfectly for me. I'm here today and I can speak and say that they work. And I'll also be encouraging them to find ways to fix their mental space. Yeah.
Can we talk about some of these power tools? What do they include?
Okay, so without giving away too much,
yeah.
We still want people to attend.
Yes, absolutely.
The power tools are very much around, okay, my favorite out of all of them, top, is the power of a positive mind. I think that power tool in itself covers all the others, because I think within this time, this is when a lot of graduates or people within, you know, adversity, but definitely during unemployment, there's voices in your head that start telling you things, things that you didn't think of before. Because we all know when we're in varsity and once you get your degree, you feel like you're on top of the world, and you are actually, because you've achieved it.
Absolutely.
But with time, it starts chipping away. And you start hearing voices in your head that tell you that you can't do it, that you're worthless, that you don't deserve to be where you are, that you'll never get a job. And when the voices get really, really bad, like they did for me, you actually get to a point where you start contemplating suicide.
Yeah.
That is at the worst point of all. But it all starts with small thoughts. So I think the power of a positive mind is one that I love, because you need to grip your thoughts before they become big. Talk yourself through it. Surround yourself with the right people. Read the right information.
Yes.
We all know garbage in, garbage out. So you need to make sure that whatever it is that you have around you, whatever you're surrounding yourself with, your mind with, is positive stuff. And that will then feed into, you know, into your psyche and your applications, etc. That's the only one I'm going to give you.
Yeah. It's fine. We do want people to attend the workshop after all. But let's talk about why this initiative is something so important to you. Yes, Precious.
Thank you, Bulela. For me, we pay a lot of money for education.
Yes.
And I'm the first graduate in my family. And now you've graduated, you've got this piece of paper that gives you so much hope that you're going to change your life and the lives of your family. But then sadly, that is not the reality. You soon realize that it's not as easy as you thought.
Absolutely.
That getting that job with this piece of hope that you have in your hand is not going to be as easy. But what we have with the unemployed graduate is that we are giving you a space to say, what are you going to do in the meantime? We're saying, can you blossom where you planted? It is not what you are hoping for, but what can you do in the meantime so that when the opportunity presents itself, you're actually ready? So if, as Ida has said already about your mental health, it is very important that you are in the right state of mind so that when the opportunity comes, you're able to present your most authentic self and be able to sell yourself. We are saying, yes, you are unemployed, but what are you doing in the meantime? Are you reading? Do you know what's going around in the world? Can you be able to present yourself more than over and above the paper that you have? What have you done to develop yourself as a person to make sure that you are ready for the next thing that's coming? So for me, it's very important that we don't fall into the trap of just saying, I have this piece of paper, now let's see what this can do for me and leave it at that. But to say, it is still my responsibility to make sure that in the meantime, I'm doing what I can to make sure that I'm ready when the time comes.
And the church said amen. I love it. So I took a look at the poster, right? And I see that you're not charging an entry fee or anything of sorts for these workshops. How are you funding this?
Wow, that's an interesting question. So for an accountant, that money matters.
Exactly.
The books must balance.
Yes, absolutely.
So we are holding the two workshops, the first two workshops at the School of Tourism. There's an auditorium, beautiful auditorium here by Bunting Campus. To answer your question, how are we funding this? through my research funds. So over the past 2 years, I've accumulated some monies in my research fund and basically wiped it out because we want our delegates, and we're calling them delegates, to feel special. We want to feed them. We want them to feel like royalty. We want them to give them a sense of hope to say, in the meantime, this is what you can do, and create the environment for them to be able to get that information back to them. So to answer your question, how we're funding this, currently these two workshops, research funds.
Wow.
So it's amazing to be a lecturer at a university that has all these facilities, and you're able to use them to give back to the community.
You know, I love talking to people that are so passionate about what they do, because then they go way beyond the call of duty. Like you were saying earlier on, you know, sometimes you fall into the trap of, okay, I've lectured them, that's it, they've got their qualifications, that's done, you know. But for you to go over and beyond what you're called to do, I actually think is quite phenomenal.
Thank you
so much for putting something like this together, because it's something that's needed, because we're finding ourselves in such a fragile space because of the economy we're finding ourselves in. And a lot of the time, we don't even know what to do with ourselves. We don't even know how to tackle the issues that we face. So just to have a workshop like this, you know, being brought together for students, I am in awe of it. Let's talk about then what the delegates can expect to take home with them after the workshops.
So the main goal, actually it's twofold for the workshop. We want to find out why our graduates are unemployed, and then to find out how we can get them employable or actually create jobs for themselves.
Yeah.
I know we use this term, this day and age, side hustle.
Yes.
Hendy Business School actually did a anecdotal results to say side hustles are going to be the future of South Africa. We can't just be dependent, hire me. It's saying, what can I do to give back to the community, and to the economy? Sorry. So the main thing that they'll go home with is hope. We want to give them hope to say, in the meantime, as Precious said, in the meantime, I can do A, B, C, D. I am able to do whatever I put my mind to. But we also want to equip them. We want to empower them. We want to show them that they can do anything that they put their minds to. Because I believe the solution to anything, to any of our problems, is within us.
Yes.
So we tend to look at anybody, somebody else, please give me a job, give me this, do this for me. But you have the answer to your solution.
Absolutely.
I was reading a post the other day, I think it was Chris Rock, who was saying that every time, so when you're asking for help, if you're stuck on the side of the road and your car is broken down, and if you're sitting next to the car, nobody's going to stop. But the moment you stand up and you start pushing the car, everybody is going to start to help you. People want to see that you're making some effort.
Absolutely.
To help yourself. Then we will rally behind you. But if you're just on the woe is me, which we do get into,
True.
But it's trying to equip them and empower them that they have everything that they need inside of them.
I love it. So let's talk about how people can be part of the workshops. What do they need to do? Do they need to RSVP? Do they just arrive? What's the process?
So we're currently sold out.
Oh my gosh, you cannot say that.
We have reached maximum capacity.
Oh my word.
Literally within 4 days, we had 70 delegates saying we're there.
Sure.
I'd capped it at 50. All the tickets were available at Quicket, free. They just had to register at quicket.co.za. I initially capped it at 50, and I thought, at getting so many emails, I reopened and I captured at 70. So currently we're maxed out, but there is going to be live streaming on the day.
Great.
And my email address is there for people to contact if they want to be part of the database for any further workshops. So currently we've got just these two workshops that are definitely going to happen: the 20th of September, this Friday, and the 18th of October. I think the second or third Friday in October are fully oversubscribed, because we don't want too many, otherwise we lose the impact. So
true.
And fans,
but we need more. Thanks.
Yeah,
but like I've said, this is a phenomenal and amazing initiative. After this we want another one and another one and another one, and yes, maybe then we can also work towards raising funds for something like this, because it's very important to have something like this.
Absolutely.
When you do, the door is open, we will assist.
We'll but hold ladies, you to that.
No, you do that.
We're online.
We have the recording.
There's a recording.
But ladies, thank you so much for coming through and putting something like this together. I personally feel like I will want to live stream and just see what's happening. Maybe I will also draw some inspiration from that as well.
Fantastic.
Awesome stuff. So we were talking about the Unemployed Graduate Initiative, which of course was started by senior lecturer in the Department of Accountancy at UJ, Wadzenai Mabuto, and joining her in studio was Ida as well as Precious. And when actually is this happening?
This Friday.
Okay.
9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the School of Tourism on Bunting Campus in Protea Auditorium.
And for the live streaming link, where do we go?
We would, I think we've got a Facebook page. We've got a link that is called at UNEG.
Okay.
_ movement.
Okay, so at UNEG_movement.
I think we've got a Facebook page. Is that correct, Clarice? Instagram and Twitter.
All right.
Like I said, yeah, me and social media.
No, it's okay.
Different WhatsApp groups.
It's okay. So we've got the social media experts. It's okay.
We've got the experts.
But we will get that information for you as well, and then we'll post it on our social media pages. But right now, it's 30 minutes past 10 o'clock.